from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If breakdancing is a sport, what else should be an Olympic sport? 248-539-9797. John presented his top 10 sports to watch in the Olympics. It was controversial. Certainly stirred up some debate on the ticket text. You didn't have breakdancing in there. I think a lot of people were looking at that kind of sideways. What are some sports that you would add to the Olympics, John?
That's a tough question. I mean, flag football, I know, is going to be a part of it in 28.
Same with, I think, baseball.
Yeah. So to me, baseball is, that one should be in. Flag football, I think, is going to be a fun one-off. I don't know if that has any
power.
Legs, yeah. or staying power. Just like breakdancing. I would put it in the same category as breakdancing. And oh my goodness, football would be in the same category. I just don't see it as an Olympic sport. I would love for American football to be a part of it. But that is, and that's probably why I have an issue with like BMX or breakdancing or skateboarding. Those feel like very Americanized sports that we have pushed into the Olympics. I know people around the world are doing it. That's why it's there. Flag mm-hmm. football seems like an Americanized sport pushed into the Olympics. Now, baseball, we have the World Baseball Championships, which I think are wildly entertaining. And whether or not Major League Baseball players would be in this, which obviously in the middle of August, doesn't make it possible. But it does give you a chance to see the up-and-comers. It gives you a chance to, I would imagine minor league baseball players would be allowed to play. It's not just going to be college players. I think there's a lot of interest in that, and I just don't understand why baseball is not. I should have put softball on my list. Softball is, it's a very spectator-friendly game because of the pace of play. There's not a lot of scoring, not a lot of hitting, but the pitching is phenomenal.
I like the idea of the host country kind of having their own unique spin on it. So like flag football might be a very American Olympic sport. I mean, it's clearly catered towards us. Maybe it doesn't last forever. Some ticket texters have pointed out some good ones. Bar sports, like darts. Like if archery's in there, can darts be in there too?
Sure.
Pool, shuffleboard. I'll throw one out there.
Shuffleboard. Yes, one for the geriatrics.
Yeah, right. How about cornhole?
The cornhole tournaments, yeah.
I mean, we know about it in the Midwest.
But again, that seems to me to be very X game-ish.
You think so?
Yeah.
Our lawn games aren't the same as X games. Like, cornhole's a lawn game. You know, you tailgate, you picnic. But it gets intense. Like, I know, like, you're laughing, but cornhole, it's competitive. And listen, it's not one of those huge barriers to entry. Every country can play it.
Yeah.
Get a couple guys training and away we go. You get a tag team duo that could win the cornhole gold medal.
Here's one that I think I'm surprised that it's not in the Olympics, and that is lacrosse. Lacrosse to me is a widely popular sport here in the United States, and it's gained a lot of popularity over the last, you know, 20 years. It used to be kind of an East Coast thing. Now it's everywhere.
Yep.
And it just feels to me like that would be one that should be in the Olympics.
This one says, can we get crotch diving to become an Olympic sport? Dave at work. Still laughing about that phone call.
Oh my goodness. I listened back to it last night, and I know we get the feedback a lot that people like my laugh. I was laughing so hard, it was a silent laugh. You couldn't even hear it on the radio. It was a remarkable call.
Shuffleboard should be there because curling is there. It's like the same thing. Reads a ticket text.
Yeah, curling in the Winter Olympics.
Cookies wants cats following laser pens to be a sport in the Olympics. Disc golf getting some love. In addition to what Rock says, Rock in New Baltimore. A lot of people texting this one in. Rock, you're on 97.1.
No, this is Rob. Rob in a truck.
Hey, okay.
I'm calling. You guys are missing the biggest sport in the world. Pickleball. It's coming, baby.
It sure does feel like it, doesn't it? I mean, you got professional leagues popping up. You got, you know, different facilities popping up across the country. We got them here in Northville, biggest one in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, I tell you, if you ain't playing pickleball, especially at Bash or anywhere, I tell you, you're missing out because it's the best sport. Gave up bowling a little bit to play pickleball.
Huh. Bowling's another one that's not in the Olympics, right?
It is, but it's just we represent Team USA in the juniors and adults. It's just not recognized huge on TV, unfortunately.
I could see pickleball growing to the point where it becomes an Olympic sport. Isn't it tennis for old people? Isn't that the appeal?
Well, that's the stigma.
Oh.
Is that it's tennis for old people.
I apologize.
I do believe that generation.
Oh, my mom plays a lot of pickleball.
Oh, sure. Stoney plays a lot of pickleball. Like it does become more available, I think, because you don't have to cover as much ground as tennis. And we went over this a couple of weeks ago, but there are a ton of young people that are, if we're going down this route of what are is fringe sports that you would like to see, how about sumo wrestling?
Sure, John.
Why not?
I guess.
I mean, if we got wrestling in there, we got Greco-Roman wrestling, we've got, you know, I think it would be widely entertainment. So are these in there because they're trying to get younger viewers? I think younger viewers are, and maybe, I mean, breakdancing came out when I was in high school, so maybe it's...
No, that's like the Gen X thing, breakdancing,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cater to those people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone complained about breakdancing on the ticket text, and it's a complaint that you have had too. It's with any sport that you have to judge as opposed to you keep score and it's pretty definitive who won and who lost. Judging breakdancing and then having to deal with like well, maybe it was Stoney's complaint. Is your complaint too, right? You don't like sports that get judged?
Well, I mean, if you're going down that road, then you have to throw gymnastics in that. Even though there are common skills and the events, the balance beam and the floor and the trampoline, all those different things. But everybody does it different. Like they put in these different moves and it's the level of difficulty versus, you know, how they do it. And it's, I think if you're going to throw in judging as a prerequisite or it can't be a judged sport, it's got to be a timed event. There's got to be a clear winner loser in terms of points.
You're right. I mean, with figure skating and gymnastics, they're kind of grandfathered in and we've accepted them, even though I think determining a winner that way is flawed. I'd much prefer, like you said, who crossed the finish line first? Which basketball team ended up with more points than the other team? Did the soccer team end up with more goals? The hockey team end up with more goals? I prefer sports like that.
Sure.
All things being considered. And I know like gymnastics is ingrained into the Summer Olympics. Figure skating, with the Russian judge and all, is ingrained into the Winter Olympics. Danny and Warren, you got a sport you want to add?
Yeah, go blue, fire up chips, guys. Foaling, the guy that Chris Hutt, my buddy, kind of invented it, and I was part of tournaments, or, you know, the leagues when it first started. Near and dear to my heart. Are you guys familiar with it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Done that.
Yeah, I love it. That's kind of I get a kick out of that. That'd be a lot of fun to watch, I think.
That's a good time.
Anyway.
And we've got places you can do that across the state here.
Yeah.
When I was doing radio on the other side of the state, there was a place out there that you could foal. And I know we've got one in our backyard here. Football with the bowling pins. You go, you have a couple drinks, you have a good time. I think it's fun.
Oh, I think it's a great time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm curious as to
how competitive it would be.
Yeah.
Because you just get a couple guys who are quarterbacks and they'd hit all the pins every single time, right?
Well, you would think it would be that easy. It doesn't seem to be that easy, at least not for normal people like us.
Right, but like Joe Burrow, he said he wants to do flag football, right? He could also do foaling and do really well.
I'm sure he would be better at it than a lot of people, yes.
You know who we could get for that is like retired quarterbacks, like old like Kurt Warner, but would kill at that.
Yes,
Troy Aikman would be good at that.
Yes, because they don't have to worry. It's not arm strength, right? It's not getting down the field. It's just accuracy.
They don't got to play the game.
Well, yeah,
they got the skill.
15 yards downfield. That's it. Would you be good from 15?
Would you have to make it
longer?
Yeah, because these are Olympians. Make it more difficult than the average. You know,
I don't think so. I mean, there's a standard length.
Okay. Thanks, John.
You asked. You're the one that asked if you had to make it longer.
All right. Ticket text coming in. Phone calls to get to 248-539-9797. John, this one might set you off. Apparently, there's momentum for esports to make their way into the Olympics.
Okay, we have the X Games for a reason. You can have your world championship in esports. I don't want to see esports as a part of the Olympics. I just don't feel it belongs.
A texter with a great rule. Whatever sport Stoney can play can't be an Olympic sport, John in Lake Orion.
So you got to take away golf? It gets debatable whether he actually can play or not, but does play.
You would fight us on that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.